Salut, ça va? Je suis très content maintenant parce que nous sommes allés nous promener ce matin. Which means, how are you? I'm feeling happy right now because we went for a walk this morning. That usually makes me feel relaxed. What makes you feel relaxed and happy? Maybe it's doing something kind for someone? We have a couple of kindness stories today from listeners who wanted to share about a time someone did something kind for them. First, here's Abby.
Hi, my name's Abby. I'm 4 years old. I live in New York, and I have a friend named Ariel. My kindness story is when me and Ariel went to the beach, and he brought a beach chair, one for him, one for me. And I like him a lot. I think he's the best friend that I could keep. I miss playdates with Ariel, my friend. I can't wait until this corona thing blows over.
Thank you, Abby. I'm sure Ariel misses you too. He sounds like a very good friend. And I can't wait for this all to be over too. Thanks for sharing your kindness story, Abby. Now here's Amelia.
Hi, my name is Amelia, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Delaware. And when someone showed kindness to me is when my mom helped me with my schoolwork. And I also love your show. I listen to it almost every night. Peace out and peace within.
Thanks, Amelia. How lucky you are to have your mom able to help you with your schoolwork. Thank you for sharing. A lot of parents and caregivers are now having to do a lot more helping with online school assignments. There are many things that can be frustrating about being home right now, which is why responding with kindness is more important than ever. When we react to something someone said or done without thinking about it, it could lead to us saying or doing something that will hurt others. And while it might make you feel good for a little bit, I am willing to bet that feeling won't last long. However, if we take an extra moment or two to think about how we will respond, that lets us think about how to make better choices in our actions and gives us time to choose helpful, not hurtful, words, even when it's hard. It might help to remind yourself to take some deep breaths before saying or doing anything. Give it a try next time. Here's one more kindness story that was sent as an email. It says, "Hi, my name is Armani. I am 9 years old. I listen to Peace Out every night. It all started on my second day at my new school. I had no one to play with. I came up to Emily, she is now my best friend. I asked her if I could play with her. And of course, she said yes. P.S. I love the science episodes." Thank you, Armani. Starting at a new school is definitely not easy, so I'm so glad that Emily was such a good friend to you right from the start. And thank you. I love the science episodes too. It's fun to read up and research on constellations and geodes and, for this episode, salmon. I learned so much by writing these stories too. Thanks again to everyone who sent in a kindness story. We will definitely listen and read each one and reply, but it just might take some time. All right, let's get started, everyone. Let's sit up in a comfortable position. Rest your hands on your knees or in your lap. Breathe in as you sit up nice and tall. Gently roll your shoulders back. Lift your chin a little. Look forward and close your eyes if you'd like. For our calm down countdown, you can just keep breathing as you listen, or you can try to time your breathing with the numbers, breathing in when you hear a number and breathing out in between the numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Today we are talking about something fishy. Salmon. Salmon is a type of fish, and they have a very neat life cycle. No matter where they go when they're adults, even up to 3,000 kilometers away, they are able to find their way back to where they were spawned or where they were born. Salmon go through a lot of stages of growth, and each stage has its own name. Alevin, fry, par, smolt, and then the adult stage when they are fully grown, salmon. But let's start at the beginning. Let's lie down on our bellies now, flopped on the ground like we're fish. Salmon start life as an egg in a riverbed. So if you can imagine a river right now, rushing blue waters, splashing over rocks, and passing sandy and gravelly riverbeds, that's where salmon will lay their eggs. The female salmon digs a hole in the riverbed's gravel with her tail. Let's zip our legs together. That's going to be our fishtail. Let's raise our tails up and down now and pretend you're digging a hole with it. Nice work, salmon. You can rest your tails on the ground. If you'd like, roll over onto your back and relax. When salmon are spawn and are teeny tiny babies, they are called alevins. Alevins hide under the gravel to keep safe. They have their own egg sac attached to their bellies and will spend their time hiding in the gravel, absorbing the egg sac for its nutrients. After about a month, they're bigger. Hold out your hand and pretend that you're holding a marker. Now pretend to take the cap off. That cap is how big or how long the salmon are after the first month. And at this stage, they have a new name, and they're called fry. Fries are big enough to leave the gravel, and now they can swim around in the river. When they are 1 year old, they reach the par stage, and they are about the length of a crayon. Hold out your hand again, and picture a crayon in your palm. That's how long pars are. Pars live in freshwater rivers for about 1 to 5 years, so maybe until they're about 6 years old. We're gonna grow now, from a small marker cap-sized fry to a crayon-sized par. Let's all sit up together now. Cross your legs if that's comfortable. If you want, you can also crouch on the ground right now and grow from a crouching position to a standing one too. Now, let's reach forward and fold forward as far as you can right now. We're going to slowly, very slowly, grow tall in our seat. So from your hips, you're going to slowly raise yourself up until you're sitting up. To do this, we're going to grow at the same speed as these bubbles. If you hear them bubbling slowly like this, move slowly to match. If you hear them get faster like this, you can start moving a little faster, but not too fast. Ready? Here come the bubbles. Let's start rising up slowly. Keep listening and keep growing. Are you fully upright now? See if you can lengthen up a little more. There's probably still room for you to grow even taller If you're sitting down, you're growing from your hips, up the spine, and right through the top of your head. There. If you're standing, you could sit down again. Now that we've grown bigger and stronger, we're at the next stage of the salmon's life cycle, and now we're called smolt. Smolt are big and strong enough now to swim downstream, where rivers meet saltwater oceans. Salmon use their sense of smell to protect themselves. They're able to sniff out nearby predators. When they're in the ocean, their predators can include dolphins, seals, whales, sea lions, and even other fish. Let's pretend that we're swimming around now, trying to sniff out any predators. Take a big sniff now. And another. And let's really make sure there's no danger around. And take the biggest, longest sniff that we can now. Great job. I think we're safe. Okay, now we're bigger and fully grown adult salmon. And we're in the ocean. But it's now time to go back home so that we can lay our own eggs and continue the life cycle. We're going to lie down now on our backs. Bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Salmon have a superpower. They are able to find their way to the exact river where they were born, even if they were 3,000 kilometers away. How do they do this? Scientists have discovered that salmon have a homing instinct. Homing is when you can find your way home, even if you're far away. Some birds can use landmarks like mountains or rivers in a familiar area to get home. Some animals can use the Earth's magnetic field in their homing, like lobsters. Loggerhead sea turtles' homing instinct is a combination of the magnetic field and using the sun as a compass. Marbled newts can use the stars to find their way home. With salmon, they use their super sense of smell to find their way back home. They also combine this with the Earth's magnetic field. So by following their nose and the magnetic pull, salmon will begin swimming back to their home rivers. And as they swim upstream, they'll jump over waterfalls and the currents. Many people keep track of the salmon run, and they'll go to rivers to watch salmon jumping in and out of the water, returning home. If you live close to a river, you could ask a grown-up to help you look to see if there's a salmon run near you, and watch it when and where it's safe to do so next time. Salmon runs happen at different times of the year, depending on where you live. I live in Ontario, a province in Canada, and the salmon migrate home here in the fall. We're going to pretend we're salmon using our amazing homing instincts and swimming home. Move your feet closer to your bottom, as close as you can. Bring your arms along your sides with your palms facing down. Tuck your shoulders back and behind you. When you're ready, take a deep breath in, and when you breathe out, lift your hips up in the air. Your head and shoulders stay on the ground. Your arms are on the ground supporting you. Your feet are on the ground. Let's take another breath in, and when you breathe out, push through your feet and arms to lift your hips a little higher. Pretend you're a salmon right now, excited to return home, leaping out of the water. Let's do 3 deep breaths here together. If you'd like, you can move your hands right under your lower back, right by your hips to support yourself, your elbows on the ground. Or you can just leave your arms where they are, along your side. Breathe in here, 1, 2, 3. And breathe out, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in again. One, two, three. And breathe out. Three, two, one. Last time, breathe in. One, two, three. And breathe out. Three, two, one. Well done. If your hands are on your back, bring them back to the ground now, palms facing down. Gently lower your hips back onto the ground. Stretch out on the ground now. You can turn your palms to face up. Let your legs rest on the ground again. Stretch them out. Relax. We've just gone through the entire life cycle of salmon. We deserve a little rest now. Remember the hole that we dug with our tails at the beginning? Now that we're back at the riverbed, the adult females will dig their holes and deposit their eggs in the same riverbed where they were born. Salmon can have up to 15,000 eggs. Then the salmon will gently cover the eggs with gravel to form a nest called a red. It's spelled just like the color, but it has an extra D at the end, R-E-D-D. And then the salmon life cycle starts again and keeps going on and on. Salmon have a superpower of homing and finding their way back home. Home looks different to all of us. We are all spending more time in our home now, of course, but home can mean more than the four walls and the roof above you. Your home could be a place, but also a person, your family and friends. Your home could be something that you have and love, like a stuffy, a blanket, a favorite book. Home is wherever and with whomever you feel happy and safe and loved. Where or who is your home? Picture them in your mind right now. How does that place or person make you feel? They probably make you feel loved. They may be comforting, fun, joyful, safe, or all of the above. If you have someone who's not with you right now that is your home, how can you keep in touch with them? If it's your grandma and she lives somewhere else, can you call her more or send her some pictures or letters? If it's your friends and you can't play with them or hang out with them right now, can you organize a video call altogether or meet up somewhere sometime while following the physical distancing rules, of course? I hope you are feeling safe and at home right now. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang.